Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Well, the first thing that caught my eye this morning is a photograph on the front of the Irish Times and the Irish Independent, and it's by photographer Elaine Teevan this morning. Final Voyage is the headline, Island Burials Nearing the End. This is it's a photograph of a boat carrying the remains of Edward McKiernan, who prepares to leave St. Mogues Island graveyard on Templeport Lake in County Cavan yesterday afternoon. And there's a number of mourners that are lined along the slipway, just watching the coffin been lowered down into the boat. And they're watching on, and it's a really powerful photograph, the front of the Independent and then also in the Irish Times, the coffin placed inside the boat. Also, both papers pointing out that Edward McKiernan is will be the second last person to be buried at the island graveyard as well. Very powerful photograph, and that takes front page or centre stage, I should say, of the Irish Times and Independent this morning. The big story today, as Kieran just mentioned there a few moments ago, is it's going to be government formation, and that's the story really dominating the broadsheets too today. The Irish Independent, their headline this morning, Parties Edge Towards Agreement on Forming Coalition. This is Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Greens last night edging towards agreement on a coalition government for the next 5 years, having overcome the paper says, significant hurdles now in long-running negotiations. The Irish Times reporting that sources said that a final agreement was possible today, but others cautioning that the talks might run into the weekend now, and senior figures in each of the parties indicating that they believed it's now a question of when, not if, a deal was concluded, and intensive negotiations yielded agreement on a text concerning several issues which had previously proved difficult. The participants in the talks quoting in the Irish Times saying that nothing is agreed until everything is agreed, and there is provisional agreement on the crucial 7% reduction now in greenhouse gas emissions and how to achieve that. But sources then on different sides of the negotiating tables agreed that major sticking points had been overcome and discussions were continuing last night. We'll have more on this ourselves here coming up in the programme in about less than 10 minutes time. Also, just a couple of other stories across the papers this morning. The story that caught my eye today is the VHI, front page of the Irish Independent, the travel insurance provider changing its rules now to allow thousands of policyholders to claim for COVID-19 cancellations. And the insurer previously said that it was excluding the virus related claims for those who were renewing their multi-trip insurance this year. But now in a fairly major change, it's going to allow anyone that's renewing their cover to claim for a cancelled holiday as long as it was booked before the 19th of March. So it means that maybe someone who had booked a holiday at the start of the year but then renewed their policy in May will be able to make a claim if the flights and accommodation have been cancelled, and then they cannot get a refund maybe from their airline or the accommodation provider. And VHI has seen a 60% rise in queries from customers about making a claim for trip cancellation. More on that story by Charlie Weston, front page of the Irish Independent this morning. Have you received your refund yet from your airline, from your accommodation provider? If you had a holiday that's been cancelled, do get in touch with us this morning, 53106, at a cost of 30 cent. Just on COVID-19, that's the Irish Examiner's lead story this morning, and it's an interview, a fairly personal interview with the head of the HSE, Paul Reid. He's quoted in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning saying that the death of HSE staff has been the lowest point in this crisis for the health service chief, but he admits that one positive to emerge from the pandemic has been the greater public appreciation of the health service executive brand. Do you agree with that commentary? You can get us on Twitter this morning, BreakfastNT. You can read the full inside interview, inside the Irish Examiner this morning. On COVID-19, the Irish Times lead story this morning is the recording almost zero new cases of COVID-19. Ireland is zero new cases of COVID-19, and all indicators of the disease are either stable or declining 3 weeks now into the easing of restrictions, and that's according to public health officials vowing to go as low as we possibly can towards eliminating the disease. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Houlihan said that he didn't believe there were hidden clusters out there separate from the small number of daily cases which are now being reported, and we'll have more coming up with Tony Holohan on News Talk Breakfast after 8 o'clock this morning. But of course, what a lot of people want to know about is the weddings and the hairdressers. And if it's something that maybe you missed yesterday, there's lots on that too across the papers this morning. It's something that's been asked about on a nearly almost daily basis at this stage. But brides and grooms, they may soon have extra calls now for celebration. Tony Holohan revealing his expert team was planning to review weddings. Hairdressers will also be hoping for good news when Dr. Holohan and his team meet next week to discuss pressing issues of public concern arising from the lockdown. There will be new overall guidance on gatherings, which would allow couples who want to get married to decide on the size of their guest list. More on that story by Eilish O'Regan, page 8 of the Irish Independent this morning. And two, on page 10 of the paper, you may have heard that on-street penny stores are to reopen this morning in the news bulletin, but also Kildare Village. Thermal screening is going to be used to keep the shoppers safe when the village reopens on Monday. The designer destination, which features 100 brands, including restaurants, will be equipped with thermal scanners at the entrance. And on the arrival of visitors and staff from the shops will have their temperature checked by a thermal camera. If the temperature is 37.5 degrees and below, you'll be given access to the shopping centre. That story, page 10 of the Irish Independent. The Irish Examiner leads this morning too with a lack of volunteers could hit special needs programmes. This is the government's plan now to offer the summer programme so that up to 10,000 children with special needs may not be fully possible, is the quote in the Irish Examiner, because of a lack of assistance now to provide the care. This is the warning from ministers, and the Cabinet is today expected to approve this updated version of the July provision. It's the annual summer special needs programme. But ministers have flagged now there's a potential difficulty in trying to secure the cooperation of enough of the special needs assistance, and the Education Minister is going to bring the memo to Cabinet for approval for the summer programme. But while it's expected to be approved, it has been admitted that it will be reliant on the goodwill of the teachers on the special needs assistance. If you have a view on that story this morning, do get in touch with us, 53106, at a cost of 30 cent. Also, the really interesting story inside the Irish Independent this morning, page 13 of the paper, and it's to do with male graduates. They're paid at an average €3,000 more than women for their first jobs. Catherine Donnelly writing that male graduates in these are people in their 20s now who've just qualified from college, they're paid an average of €3,000 a year more than their female counterparts in their first job after leaving college education. And the gender pay gap for the under 30s, predominantly maybe for honours degree graduates, rises to about an average of 4,500 when all ages are included. Some of the differential can be maybe attributed to factors, things like men studying engineering and technology areas associated with a higher starting pay. But even when like-for-like graduates are compared, there's still differences of about €1,300 for younger graduates and £2,500 for those of all ages. And the impact that gender and postcode and college type and courses and that part of the country where the job is located have on pay is all highlighted in this new Higher Education Authority Graduate Outcomes Survey. There's more details inside the Irish Independent too this morning. Just finally for the moment, the weather. Pretty unbelievable in parts of the country yesterday. Misery as thunderstorms to plague the country is the headline on page 9 of the Mirror this morning. But Met Éireann's predicting there's going to be high temperatures. Ireland will experience relatively high temperatures. This is now between Saturday and Tuesday, but the weather forecaster is still predicting heavy showers, several thunderstorms in its long range forecast. A number of hot and humid days, though, are being forecast, but there will be long periods of rain every day until Tuesday. More on that story inside the Mirror this morning. Those are the stories making the headlines this Friday morning.
On News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.